Everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Monday, that means it's Idea Lab time. Today, we're talking about accountability. How do you hold yourself accountable? How do you hold others accountable? And what are the tricks, tools, and tips I've learned and the community has shared with me over the last couple of weeks and months and years to make yourself better at being accountable? First, quick thank you to my partner, Sage. Keeping on top of your finances is key for every small business. That is why I'm proud to partner with Sage for this season of the pod. Sage is the trusted global provider of finance, HR, and payroll software to small and medium businesses just like me and you all across the globe. To learn more about Sage, go to sage.com or click the link in the pod description. Now, on with today's episode. We're talking accountability. First, I want to shout out the live pods, which we're planning. I do need your feedback. Let me know where you want the live pods to be. Get in touch with me by email, social media, carrier pigeon, whatever you like. Let me know where you want the live pods to be. We're looking at Dublin and Cork. Whichever we get the most interest in first, we'll put on first. It's as simple as that. Every month, our Entrepreneur Experiment community gets together. We hold a private meeting on the first Thursday of every month for community members. And about 10 to 12 entrepreneurs get together around a table and we problem solve. We help each other. We share what problems we're solving, what problems we're facing, challenges we're facing, problems we've solved, and tips and tricks and tools among the group. We don't talk publicly about things we discuss in the group, but I am able to talk about the broader themes that come up and the broader challenges that entrepreneurs are facing, share them with you, and then hopefully you can learn from it and get something from it as well. One of the biggest challenges that keeps coming up in the group is accountability, specifically holding yourself accountable, because as an entrepreneur, often you're answerable to nobody. You're answerable to the bank, to revenue, your partner. But if you're a solo entrepreneur, who are you accountable to? And how do you hold yourself to that accountability standards? Now, often, some people have a really high level of control. They're able to set themselves very specific targets, and then they're able to just work to them during the week and achieve it and then reward themselves. I'm not one of those people. I think a lot of us listening aren't either. So we need external things to help us. So in the group this week, we talked a lot about accountability. I'm going to share some of the tricks that were shared with me I thought were absolutely genius. And I'm going to be applying these to my own life as well. Some of them are really good. Some of them are kind of quirky. And some of them are just effective. The one that really stood out to me was one of the members shared that they have a packed with three friends, and what they've done is they've written a letter to be opened on 6 months' time, and then they've written, in 6 months I will have done, and they wrote it like a past tense letter, so that I have achieved in the last 6 months, I have achieved, and then listed the things that they have achieved. This is to be opened in 6 months. So let's say they've written it on January 1st, they open it in 6 months' time. But the trick is, they write it on January 1st and then post it to one of the group so that it's set in stone, it's now with the other person, and social pressure and social proof means you're now working against the clock for 6 months to achieve what you've said you're going to achieve. No one wants to look bad in front of their peer group. And I thought this was absolutely genius. So do you have a group that you can do this with? Because I think this is brilliant. I'm going to do this. I'm going to find a couple of people. I'm going to set my goals for the next 6 months. I'm going to send them the letter. And then on 6 months, we will have a day or a weekend where we all get together, open the letter, and work out what we achieved. I think it's really good because there's a couple of things at play there. There's social proof, peer pressure, so that you don't want to look bad in front of a group you respect. Like, none of them are going to like go, oh, you didn't do this, blah, 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 blah. But in our head, we're like, I can't look bad in front of these people. I think that's really clever. And peer groups in general are a good idea. That's why we do the Entrepreneur Experiment meetup every month. We get together and we work on challenges we're facing. That's kind of like a hive mind scenario. So we get together and 10 brains are better than one. And inevitably, there's a couple of people that make major breakthroughs within that session. They go, that's actually solved my problem. So group work is a great way of doing it. I'm going to share the most accountable I ever was in my life. I'm going to share how I did that, and it was something very bizarre. So I was setting up my business, I think it was 6.5 years ago, 7 years ago, nearly now. And simultaneously, I signed up for this program called Wim to Warrior. And what that was, it was run by SBG. It was run by Coach Kavanagh and SBG. And it was the first time they'd ever run it. I read about it in the newspaper. And I was like, they're going to take a group of people who have never done any combat sports in their entire life, train them for the guts of 6 months, and then at the end of 6 months, they're going to get into an octagon and fight. And I was like, that sounds absolutely mental, and I want to do it. So I did. I applied. I went to the tryouts. It was nerve-wracking because you go out to SPG and you're in this environment you've never been in before. And you're just looking at all these other people and you're like, God, I don't really fit in here at all. But over the next 6 months, you do change and transform. And a lot of that is the dynamics of being in a group. And I think if you are an entrepreneur, it's definitely worth thinking about how do you find this group or create it for yourself. You can create this with like-minded individuals. I would caution against doing it just with your friends because I think there has to be a shared experience here. And that was the beauty of Wim to Warrior. We were all starting at day zero. So the first day, go into the gym. Now look, not everyone's at the same level fitness-wise or not everyone's at the same level, you know, mentality-wise, but more or less, give or take, you're all more or less there at the same point in time. You're all at different stages of your life. You all have different backstories. But that bond created over that 6 months is incredible. I still am best friends with a number of the people from that group. We talk almost every single day. And that forges a bond, a special kind of bond within you. So I think if you can find a group like this, you don't have to go and fight in an MMA tournament. You don't have to go and face that level of extremity. But I do think there is a level of pushing yourself far beyond your comfort zone by holding yourself accountable to standards you never thought were possible. That will break a little barrier, a little mental block within you. And why Wim to Warrior worked is that it was structured so brilliantly. And here's where all the accountability lessons lie. We would train every single day, Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. No one checked attendance, but it was very obvious where you weren't there. No one, you know, said, why weren't you here today? Where were you? Blah, blah, blah. But there was a communal bond and there was a communal looking out for each other, but also making sure people were pulling their weight. Didn't matter because at the end of the day, you were the one that stepped in the cage. You were the person that needed to show up for yourself. And there's a huge part of that. You need a community around you. You need a support system that will push you through those weeks and days where you're just like, I don't think I can do this. You do need that social pressure. I think COVID has stripped that away from a lot of us. You know, we were probably in groups previously, and it can even be something like sporting groups or, you know, large friend groups, and we've been stripped away from that. So it's very important to find whatever your tribe is. You know, we've heard this phrase a lot, find your tribe, find your tribe. There is a huge amount to that. So within Wim to Warrior, you train every single day and you're accountable to the group because, you know, if enough people don't turn up, they don't have enough training partners. And most of all, you're accountable to yourself because you know there's a hard target. I think this is important as well as an entrepreneur. Have an end point in mind. Because with business, it's kind of indefinite, really, right? You're hoping this business will last forever or as long as you want it to last. And often it can be a chore. It can be a grind doing the same thing every day, day after day after day. So you need cycles. I think of things in cycles. I often break it down to quarters, okay? 4 quarters in the year and have specific seasons. So you're working on specific things at specific times because you do need to start, work on, and finish projects or elements within your business. It can't just be this indefinite slog because you just won't do it. With Wim to Warrior, you know, you started, you trained, and you fought at the end. There's a beautiful cycle to that, and you need to find that. And I think holding yourself accountable in a group setting will also help you be much more accountable on a personal level. So I hope you found something useful in that. I think set your goals, but perhaps share them with people. Find a group that you can meet. And I would say meeting is important. It's fine to have calls and things like that. But now that we're allowed to get out again, I think do meet because the difference, we've had 2 meetings now since COVID ended. 3 meetings maybe. And the difference is huge. The difference between an online meeting and an in-person meeting is absolutely colossal. So I think having that face-to-face contact is huge. Force yourself, if you're a little bit uncomfortable, force yourself out of that bubble and that little restricted area we've been backed into and get yourself out there and hold yourself accountable. What are you going to do to hold yourself accountable? So what are we now? We're in March. So March, April, May, just 3 months before summer officially kicks in. What can you do in March, April, and May that will transform, will completely transform and change the rest of your year and your business? So set a cycle for the next 3 months. Maybe you're in the middle of one right now. Maybe you come to the end, January, February, March. Maybe you come to the end of a cycle. But figure out a way of making yourself accountable. And it'll blend into other parts of your life. We live very comfortable lives. Maybe we all need to get a little bit more uncomfortable now that COVID is over. We're back in charge of our own. Accountability and motivation are not the same, but they're definitely cousins. So how do you motivate yourself and keep yourself accountable? Because one will lead to the other. And that's it. That was a little bit of a different idea lab today. I just thought I'd share what a lot of other entrepreneurs are facing. And hopefully from our lessons in the group, you will get some help and some clarity. I'll be back here on Thursday with a new deep dive episode with a fantastic entrepreneur. And I'll be back again next Monday with a new idea lab. If you'd like to join our entrepreneurship community, you can join on MrGaryFox.com. It's only €99 for the year. We have monthly meetups every single month. We also have special one-off events. We have hikes, golf days, and live pods all coming up, which members will get preferential access to. I will see you back here next Monday. Send me an email or a social media message and let me know where you want the live pods to be. And also send me a message, let me know what you're working on. I'll hold you accountable. I'll see you back here next Monday.